Campaign to recall Soros-backed LADA George Gascon, We Have the Signatures. By Joel B. Polak on June 15, 2022. The campaign to recall George Soros-backed Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon announced Wednesday that it had gathered the 566,857 voter signatures necessary by the deadline to put a recall on the ballot in the next election. The announcement came a week after San Francisco recalled their own left-wing district attorney, Chazza Boudine, who was Gascon's successor in that city, and also received $100,000 from Gascon's Political Action Committee to fight that recall. In a press statement, the campaign to recall Gascon said, "Today, the Recall DA George Gascon campaign announced it has surpassed 566,857 signatures collected as of June 14, which equates to 10% of registered voters in Los Angeles County and is the required threshold to officially initiate a recall. This is the most signatures ever collected in Los Angeles County for any petition. The campaign is now focused on collecting as many additional signatures as possible to ensure there is a necessary cushion to cover those that are invalidated by the registrar. The goal is to ultimately submit 650,000 to 700,000 total signatures, or even more if possible." Bill Milligan of Fox News reported that the campaign collected 30,000 additional signatures in the past several days alone. The deadline for submitting signatures is July 6. Gascon was elected in 2020 with the help of millions of dollars in spending by Soros and a slew of endorsements by the Democratic Party establishment in Los Angeles and throughout California. He unseated incumbent Jackie Lacey, the first black woman ever to hold the job. Gascon echoed the rhetoric of the rampant Black Lives Matter movement and launched radical reforms immediately upon taking office, including ending cash bail, barring prosecutors from seeking the death penalty, ending most sentence enhancements for aggravated crimes, and barring the prosecution of juveniles as adults. These changes coincided with, or, critics say, contributed to, a crime wave in LA still. Gascon touted his term as a great success, citing the fact that he had reduced thousands of years' worth of prison sentences. Last December, he invited fellow radical and Soros-funded prosecutors to join him at a one-year anniversary celebration. But the festivities were soured by news of the murder of Jacqueline Avon, a prominent black philanthropist, during an armed robbery at her home. Gascon is one of some 75 Soros-funded prosecutors across the U.S., who have pushed criminal justice reform and the radical agenda of the Black Lives Matter movement as crime has risen. The issue is a major motivating force behind a shift toward Republicans, particularly among Hispanic voters, and Democrats have been slow to respond to the public outrage. Last week, California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., tried to reframe the issue as a red state murder problem, arguing that while the most dangerous cities in America are governed by Democrats, many of them are in states governed by Republicans. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.